Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us on Thursday to give us a taste of what's in the paper today. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Hey, you ready for a taste of what's in the paper?
Absolutely. Give me a taste. Give me a Gulf Breeze taste. A taste of Gulf Breeze News. I'm so excited about one of the stories you have is Ben Lively is going to be back in the major leagues. Is that right?
That is correct. Ben Lively is a Gulf Breeze High School graduate, and of course he played baseball, and he was drafted by the Reds right out of college, and after that he's been a lot of different places, but yes, he is back at the Cincinnati Reds, and so we're, I know they played last night against the St. Louis Cardinals, but I don't know who won that game.
Oh, so I do have the information. He got the win. He's now 2-2 apparently. Oh. They beat us 10-3, so I don't have to watch that game. That's good.
Oh gosh. I was trying to honor your wishes.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's good. And I'm just excited that he's back because he got drafted by the Reds, played for the Wahoos for a little while, and then traded away surprisingly. And now he's back getting played for the Phillies, obviously, for a little while. So I just love to see a Gulf Breeze kid make good. That's great news. I love it.
It's wonderful. Yeah, so it makes it more exciting to watch the game.
Absolutely. Even if we lose, I'll take that. The Bridge Bar. Okay, so the Bridge Bar has closed, which is sad.
Yeah.
But I had heard differing stories about somebody said they were maybe just remodeling, and other people are saying, no, this is a massive change. What's actually happening?
So the Bridge Bar did close as the Bridge Bar on Sunday, and a lot of people are very upset about it because it was such a great place to go and watch the sunset and have a drink and just, you know, gathering place. But it is going to remodel and open again, but this time as an event space so that you can have an event there. But they don't have, they've sold their liquor license. They're no longer going to be a bar. So if you are having an event, you know, I guess the bartender would bring his own liquor license. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But that's what's going to happen. I'm not sure what the reopening date will be. I know that there's a lot of remodeling that's going to be taking place, and I know that their parking lot has been undergoing a lot of stress, apparently from being close to the construction zone, et cetera, for the bridge. So we'll see when that reopens. I'm sure everyone's going to look forward to it.
Yeah, no, the sum total of the knowledge I've gained from DC Reeves about liquor licenses is there's a lot of different kinds. And if you can sell it for a lot of money, they're a pretty valuable commodity to have. So, sad news. Okay. But I mean, you know, the new business, maybe that'll thrive. And obviously we hope that it will. What is it? Moms for Liberty. Is that the Maria Calkins group that's challenging the books in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah. And they have identified 65 books that they're saying that they want to have removed from the shelves. There is a process that the school board has identified for, you know, challenging a book. They don't like having to go through and challenge each book individually. They say it's taking too much time. They really want it to all be done in one fell swoop. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But, yeah, there's some people who are challenging books. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it there's just a lot of different books.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. No, I have been paying a lot of attention to the Escambia process. I'm not as familiar with the Santa Rosa school board process, but I will tell you, it is a massive time waster going through this process of having everybody testify pro and con on which book they want placed at which level in the school system. It is a huge time suck to try to, you know, handle those challenges. Waste tire amnesty. People can stop dreaming about leaving their tires anywhere but in the appropriate place this Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, if you've got some waste tires you need to get rid of Saturday, they're going to have an amnesty day at the Central Landfill in Santa Rosa County. That's in the North End from 7 to 5 p.m. So you can bring 8 tires there. That's the maximum. But you do have to show proof of residency. You have to be a Santa Rosa County resident. So But you can't be a commercial stop. You can't be a commercial tire shop.
Sure.
It's just for residents only.
Well, better than, I mean, when we used to clean up with Ocean Hour, we'd find them all kinds of places. It always was the most disgusting thing. And then, you know, they're very hard to take care of if you find them somewhere. So it's just it's a challenge. 8:15, we're talking to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. Let's get a quick traffic report from Candy before we move on.
Okay, very busy near the Bay Center, of course, as graduation goes on. No, I expect that throughout the day. Today, tomorrow, of course, I think Saturday and Sunday, too. It's happening as well. Accident on I-10 eastbound. It looks like near the Pine Forest exit. It's near that, between that and the Car City exit, and back up past the 9 Mile exit, just to give you an idea. And then Avalon backed up southbound still after an accident this morning at near the I-10 westbound entrance. Another accident at Del Monte and Avalon as well. So caution wherever you are, you know that. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. You got a feature in there about the Secret Garden Tour. What I love about this is it's beautiful stuff you don't normally get to see because it's people's private yards, right?
This is something that the Pensacola Garden Club, Federation of Garden Clubs, puts on. They used to do it every year. Apparently, they haven't done it in 4 years. And so there was a huge demand for it. We went on Saturday. I've never been, and I will never miss it again. It was unbelievable.
I bet.
Just to see what people do with their yards. I mean, there were vegetable gardens that would absolutely just make you cry. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful vegetable gardens. Such a great way to use your, you know, the landscape. There were also military tributes, which were fitting for, that would be in a beautiful public place, but yet they're in someone's private yard, and just a way for them to show their appreciation of the military in their own yard, which is also happens to be filled with apple trees, which, you know, apples will grow here.
We've been trying for six years. I'll put it that way. We've been trying for 6 years. Unsuccessfully.
Never had any trouble. Oh, yeah, beautiful. And then there's just also yards with beautiful flowers. I was so inspired because some of the things I would normally put in a pot were just growing out in the yard.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we have that freeze.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things survive the freeze. So it's very inspirational. You can literally try. And, you know, most of these people say, yeah, I lost 15% of what I planted. But still, most of it, you know, so it means 85% of it survived.
All I know about the Secret Garden Tour is it would make me depressed because I'd be like, well, that's great that you're able to grow things because I know we do not succeed at these endeavors.
Seriously said, I'm going to go home and slap myself for not doing this because it's so beautiful and so easy.
Easy. Anyway, you got the delinquent taxes. Those are in the paper again. You've got stories about the graduate list for Gulf Breeze High. You've got academic champions, the Dolphins winning the spring. You got all kinds of stuff. The paper's always chock full. And remember, it's Memorial Day weekend. So all kinds of good stuff from the Gulf Breeze News. Keeps you informed. And the paper's so good that the government will actually give it to new people to come to town to learn about Gulf Breeze. I mean, I always think that's an amazing fact. Lisa Newell is the publisher, as always. Lisa, thanks for sharing with us what's going on in our town. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a great Memorial Day, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Oh, absolutely. 8:18 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business and you have employees, and you want to do right by your employees, you want to give them the best benefits and give them options and let them have as much control over that as you can, whether it's dental, vision, life, disability, or health, or anything else, and also managing human resources and managing payroll and all of that, Torgerson Causey. Listen, we use them here at News Radio in Cat Country. We have been doing for about five, six years, something like that. And they're great. And it's kind of funny because, you know, if you'd asked me before, like, you know, what's the difference an HR company makes? And we had one before. And, you know, I would have said, I don't know what's the difference. But seeing the difference between what we had and what we have now, it's just fantastic. Like, they're very responsive. They always answer our questions. My wife is a super detail-oriented person, so insurance agents sometimes know their stuff and sometimes do not. Torgerson Causey is in the does know category. She asks questions, they have answers. So you're running a business, you want to give your employees good choices, or you just want to help, you know, find out if they can help you run it better. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online, tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right or wrong, we had a deal. And the law says, bust the deal, face the wheel.
Bust the deal and face the wheel.
So good. It's so good, man. And you're from New York, right? Originally, Candy? That's where you're from, kind of that area? And
I'm from upstate New York. She's from Nutbush, Tennessee.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry. I was thinking about mixing my wires in my head.
But same thing. No, and then she went to St. Louis after Nutbush, Tennessee.
That's
she
right.
went there and lived with her mom.
I was mixing you being excited about it with something that somebody texted in earlier. But, yeah, some of the stuff that, like I said, I have probably tripled my exposure to variety of songs by Tina Turner in the last 24 hours. And, man, the early stuff is amazing. Like, and, of course, I mean, Ike on the guitar is amazing.
Yes.
It's so good. And I had, this was a little bit more of an obscure one I had recommended to me, but if you can hully a gully, I can hully gully too. Like, that's just some fun. And then I got this one from a friend. Takes a second to get going.
Black coffee is my name.
Just. It's some genuinely fantastic music. I mean, I knew what I knew, but I didn't really know a lot of the older, you know, the early stuff with I, and it's just Wow.
She wrote a book with Kurt Loder from MTV called I, Tina, and they based a lot of What's Love Got to Do With It. Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they based a lot of it, not exactly, but from that book, that it's very eye-opening. She went through an even tougher time than you saw in the movie.
I'm sure.
But, yeah. Man, just what a treasure.
Yeah, and, of course, unfortunately passed away yesterday at the age of 83, but, man, time to celebrate some fantastic music. And I love discovering things that, like, maybe I should have known but I didn't know. Oh, man, that's so good. And Candy's over here singing all the words.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good. She's so great.
Let's tell them about the traffic,
absolutely,
Candy.
Yeah. She was my dad's absolute favorite. He told me that, like, that was his girlfriend. And I believed him for a year. I had no idea.
Know.
That's right. I do know, though, Avalon is cleared now, so we're not showing any problems there on Avalon Boulevard. It looks like you're good to go in north and southbound. Still seeing a backup, of course, on I-10 eastbound near the Pine Forest exit before and after the Pine Forest exit. Now, that is eastbound, very slow. It looks like it is starting to move, but still, it's parking lot slow. Parking lot slow. That's what we're seeing right now. So use caution there. Certainly caution wherever you are. Another accident. This is at 87 and Laredo Street in Navarre on 98. Not showing a roadblock, though. Caution there and wherever you are. Like I said, 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
President Biden says he wants meaningful police reform. This is on the third anniversary of George Floyd's death. Floyd was killed on this day in 2020 during an arrest in Minneapolis. The officer who held his knee to Floyd's neck was convicted of murder. Last year, Biden signed an executive order banning police chokeholds and establishing a database for police misconduct. He's asking lawmakers to send a police reform bill to his desk and said he'd sign it. Fans of the late Tina Turner headed to the Apollo Theater in New York today to remember the singer. She died, of course, Wednesday. Lots of people remembering her today. Angela Bassett, who was nominated for an Academy Award for portraying Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do With It, called her simply the best. And NOAA releasing its 2023 Atlantic hurricane season outlook today. Officials will be talking about how many storms they expect this year and, of course, laying out their hurricane preparedness advice.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 827 News Radio 92.3, the marina down at Community Maritime Park is open, so you can go park your boat there for free. It's only day use, so you cannot park it overnight. We've got, did you see this really awful story about basically a trash truck was put in a dumpster in the back and somebody in, I guess it's an apartment complex, heard screams. And it turns out that it was a homeless person who'd been sleeping in the dumpster, which happens more often than you would think.
Oh, but, right, right.
And of course that can be, I mean, it was injured, but you know, being treated. Okay. So mm-hmm. We don't know the extent of the injuries, but man, it's a good reminder of how, you know, when you're looking for a place to sleep, you know, find a place that's safe, right? And that's not a safe place to sleep.
When Wendy's was doing those AirTran promotions and you can do the cups and get a ticket, I had a friend, and she's in Pensacola, and a lot of people know her, but she climbed in the dumpster at Wendy's to get those, and that thing happened, and it was fight or flight. She was able to get out. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, she almost died. It's such a... But when
it
you tell people,
so
hey, man, somebody got in a dumpster, they're like, ha, ha, ha. It's like, no. It was really awful. So, yeah, you got
to
be careful.
Well, and to me, it's also just a kind of another reminder of, you know, how bad it is to be homeless.
Like,
if you're
awful.
You know,
yeah.
If you would be in a position where you'd be considering the
dumpster
safety
as
and
a
security,
safe place,
right?
Sure.
Like, and the, you know, the comfort of a cushion. Like, that's just, it's awful. 437-1620. This is, I don't know, kind of an odd, interesting little one, but there's been a thing in New Jersey that I find fascinating. It's a fascinating case. New Jersey has an election law that says that candidates can put six words behind their name on the ballot, up to six words, like as a slogan. And then, but the lawsuit is because the limit is you can't use people's names without their permission. You can't use corporation names without their permission. And so one candidate had used, like, I'm anti-Bernie Sanders, but he hadn't given his permission. Another candidate, there was a corporation that had actually taken out an identity registry that was a match for their slogan, so they didn't have the ability legally to use it. So the argument is, if you're going to allow this, you can't then restrict it. That's a free speech thing. And the court is now saying, no, it's okay for them to limit. But that's going to be the question, is whether they can have a limit. I think it's fascinating because I'm horrified to imagine that people's voting decisions would come down to a six-word slogan on the ballot that they're seeing, you know, in the booth. But at the same time, it's a kind of election law reform, like it's a kind of advertising. meaning that every candidate has the chance to tell the voter something about themselves at the exact moment when they're making their choice. This is a key principle for me, or this is a key belief for me, or this is my slogan. And I kind of find that interesting. It's a way to give them advertising value through the law that they otherwise wouldn't have. I'm not saying I'm totally for it, but I found that slice of it kind of interesting.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 1 week from today is when the Treasury Department says the United States could start defaulting on debt unless the debt limit is raised or suspended. Republicans want spending cuts in return.
The Republican conference is solid right now. We are all together.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson on Fox Business.
That is not at all what the American people want.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says those cuts would come from services like education, law enforcement, and food assistance. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as expected, is a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, telling Fox.
In Florida, we say we're the state where woke goes to die. You know, as president, I'm going to make sure woke ideology ends up in the dustbin of history.
He started his campaign with a live event on Twitter. President Biden and former President Trump on social media both made fun of the technical problems there, causing the event to start late with audio glitches. DeSantis campaigns in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 70 and sunny right now in Pensacola. Governor Ron DeSantis is now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead and the strength to win. I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
That official campaign ad was released yesterday on Twitter, right before Governor DeSantis had a conversation with Elon Musk. However, due to an enormous demand of 500,000 people trying to watch, the app crashed several times, but they were finally able to address listeners and officially announce Governor DeSantis's presidential run. We do have some local reaction to that.
You know, it's always good to have competition. Nobody's ever guaranteed the seat. And when you have a good list of conservatives coming together and debating, you're going to learn where people stand on their views, and it'll make it better for the American people to make that choice.
And that is State Representative Michelle Salzman, the governor, again, making that announcement yesterday. That daytime use marina at Community Maritime Park has officially opened as of today.
The marina will be open. Your boat can park there first thing, 6 a.m. tomorrow, but the ribbon-cutting event will be at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. There is a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Again, that day-use marina did open just a little bit after 6 o'clock this morning. They've got 48 boat slips, kayak launches, storage racks. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says, to date, 400 people have enrolled in the SAFE program in the county. There have been 5 calls for service from an individual who is enrolled in that. The program launched last March. Now, every deputy's vehicle is equipped with a SAFE program pack, which contains items like headphones, sunglasses, fidget spinners, and also nonverbal communication cards.
This way, if they interact with somebody who is not going to respond like they would typically, a typical person would respond, this way they have resources available to help them keep them safe and the person with a disability safe.
And representatives with Emerald Coast Exceptional Families say the items would be used in emergencies involving a special needs individual, and they can keep situations sometimes from escalating. A former Florida State University football star facing life in prison if he's convicted of the death of a man from 2 years ago. Testimony started in the trial this week for Travis Rudolph.
A German poet back in the French Revolution once said that murder begins when self-defense ends.
Prosecutors say 4 men confronted Rudolph at his home, but were already leaving his driveway when he allegedly fired 39 shots at their car with an AR-15. Rudolph's defense attorney says the men were at his home to kill him. Sebastian Jean Jacques died in that incident. Well, apparently today is fuel day. That means Circle K gas stations are participating with a nice promotion. They're going to be offering 40 cents off per gallon of gas between 4 and 7 o'clock today. There may be a little bit of a line for that. All the Circle K stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa County are going to be participating. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by your local farmer, your farmer fresh from Florida farmer. And it's a local farmer's letting you know that the Florida watermelons are in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Accident 87 and 98, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side, not showing any slowdowns there. We're still seeing a slowdown. This is eastbound on I-10 between the Pine Forest and Carr City exit, backed up past the 9 Mile exit. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful sunny weather for today. We're going to have the sunshine continue as you end the work week. Temperatures today near the mid-80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. Sunshine continues Friday, 84 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. We're going to keep the sunshine around for Saturday and Sunday, your Memorial Day weekend, with temperatures topping out in the low to mid-80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 70 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Carr City, so you won't pay Carr City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for CAD, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Your money now. The markets are mixed today. The Dow down 125.93 at 32,673.99. S&P 500 up 18.10 at 41,31.95. The NASDAQ up 152.90 at 12,637.06. Our 10-year bond rate today up at 3.76%. And gold prices down at 1,951.20. Silver prices at 23.16. Fewer Americans are looking for unemployment benefits. Weekly jobless claims lower than forecasted. The Labor Department receiving 229,000 first-time claims last week. Economists were only forecasting 250,000. Days of scanning a QR code at a restaurant to see the menu might be slowly going away. Experts say it did serve its purpose during the pandemic.
Restaurants had to adapt quickly. They went to the QR code. They also could deal with inflation because the QR code allows you to be much more dynamic in your pricing.
That is Emily Knight with the Texas Restaurant Association, and she says some places are still relying on diners to view menus on their phone, but that's typically places catering to a younger crowd. More people apparently skipping needed health care services because it's too expensive. A survey from the Federal Reserve showing 28% of respondents went without medical care in 2022. That number climbing by 4%. And most people who skipped care, it was going to the dentist. It's 8:39, News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Bye. All right, today's is sort of loosely based on a news story. The Brady Bunch home in California is available for sale. And in case you don't know the history of this, the shots of the outside of the home are from an actual home in California. The inside was all done on a set. So the inside of the home didn't look anything like what you would think of as the Brady Bunch home. So you kind of buy it and you'd open up the door and be like, what the, there's no Mike's den. There's no, kitchen there. There's what? So no floating stairs. Well, what they did, HGTV bought the house several years ago when they were getting ready to like sell it and demolish it. And they remodeled it so that it does actually look like the Brady Bunch home, which is kind of, I think, a cool thing. Anyway, it's up for sale for like $5 million and it happens to be in California. So I know that's a double no for me. But it raises the question, which is, What fictional TV home would you actually want to live in? Now, when I think about like the Brady Bunch home, it doesn't particularly appeal to me all that much. I mean, the attic spaces. I'm not against it. Okay, I'm just it doesn't. It seems like I could find a better choice. So I'm curious, Candy, does 437-1620, what fictional TV home would you want to live in or would you want to own if you could actually own it? Candy?
Well, the Brady Bunch home for sure, but also, did you ever watch Silver Spoons?
Okay.
Like he had a train that drove you through the living room to the kitchen. I have always wanted that. My house isn't that big, and nice. But you know how lazy I am. I wish we had one in the office.
Yeah, no, it'd be good if we had an interior commuter train, definitely to get us around. That'd be fantastic.
Thank you. Well, you're why a little people higher don't think up than I am. Things. Can you bring that up to David?
All right,
boxing?
437-1620.
Plantation Road?
Oh, right here off the bat, somebody gave the one of the answers that I was contemplating as well. The Munsters. Live in the Munsters
1313
mansion.
Yeah, nice.
Would be great. And one of the probably lesser known advantages of living in that home is that no door-to-door salesman ever. Nobody's ever coming up to your...
That's true. Plus, the stairs lift up.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh, that's,
keeps dragons.
Secret passages and all of that. I mean,
that
would
be
great. Fun.
I changed my answer. Yeah. Let's all live in the monster's house.
Somebody says, from Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson's cabin.
Totally.
That's a great answer.
With Ron Swanson.
That's with Ron Swanson.
So
right. It's not the same if it doesn't come with a Ron Swanson, obviously. Somebody said Munsters or Addams Family. Like, either way. Either way, you could go with that.
Oh, yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Same kind of feel, mm-hmm. Same kind of feel.
I'll
give you an answer that I would say no to, which is, Gilligan's Hut. I wouldn't want to live on there. The housing on Gilligan's Island is not to standard for me.
Yeah, but it was for the Howls.
Okay, fair enough. And you get the coconut radio. I guess that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. 437-1620, somebody says, they did the remake and showed it on HGTV of the Brady home. It was cool. Mm-hmm. They had original kids help HGTV contractors redo different rooms. And my only question is, can you or can you not play ball in the house? But I suppose it depends on who buys it.
Does it still only have one bathroom?
Oh, yeah. No, that's
kids
terrible.
Two parents?
No toilet.
No toilet.
And a swing set out the back, right?
Yeah,
so that you can stretch yourself and make yourself taller. This is my favorite text of the day. Somebody said, Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
In parentheses, my wife said this.
Oh, I could see that.
Well, let me suggest, sir, the possibility of an exotic date or maybe that would be a fun getaway kind of thing to find a, you know, remote Ingram-esque kind of cabin in the prairie that you might be able to take your wife to for funsies.
Okay, wait, but here's the bonus. If we do get a storm and everything goes out, it feels like Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, you get that sense.
When you don't have the internet.
That's right.
Yeah. Going into town, Pa.
I mean, you don't. The pigs aren't dying, and Mrs. What's-Her-Name isn't being mean to the kids.
Stupid Nelly.
Stupid Nelly. That's right. Longmire's Cabin. I don't know this reference. I'm sorry. It's not a show I know. It's another person for Adam's family. Somebody here. The Rookie's House. Oh, man. I wish I knew these references better. Oh, Beverly Hillbilly. Yeah, that's a nice house. Probably a little bit decrepit now. I mean, it's been since the black and white era, so I'm not sure that's in good repair. Somebody else for the 1313. They love the monster. That seems to be the... Now, here's somebody who's thinking out of the box. I like this. Somebody says, the Jetsons home.
Oh. That's the winner.
Well, not only because it has all of the tech, but because it comes with all the right sounds.
That was great. Yeah, it also has the robot maid,
robot
Rosie.
Maid, right? That's right.
She can do the Statue of Liberty play.
And, you know, for the kids, you don't have to take them through the car rider line. You just throw them out into the, you know, transport vehicle that takes them off to school every day. Easy.
That's right.
Easy. You're right. The Jetsons home would be fantastic.
Someone called and
said. A little color garish, though. I love it. A little bland, you know. But
decorate. Somebody called and said, the Batcave.
Oh, Wayne Manor.
Wayne Manor.
Oh,
yeah.
With the built-in, like, fireman's pole down to the, oh, no, and all the secret passages and everything.
You, and you get to be a ward of that guy that does all your bidding.
That's fantastic. Comes with a butler.
Yeah.
I'm there. Plus all the cool gadgets. No, I think that might be our winner so far.
Where does he get those
now,
toys?
Somebody here does say, oh, this is funny. People left from my own hut. Somebody says, a hut on Gilligan's Island. I love the simplest desires. I like that. Somebody says, oh, the Ponderosa. Okay, all right. So it's,
what was the name
not
of the
Big
show?
Valley, Bonanza.
Bonanza.
From Bonanza.
Yes.
Right.
Nice answer. These are great answers.
Wayne Manor, somebody says that. Yeah. I like that. Let's do a quick traffic and we'll come back to the list here. Go ahead, Candy.
Just kidding. No, I-10 eastbound is still backed up. Starting between the Pine Forest and the Car City exit, backed up past the 9 Mile exit. Now, this is eastbound. That's the only slowdown we're seeing right now. Watch for another accident at 87 and 98, but that has been moved off to the side. Avalon completely clear. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. Text them in, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Since we're talking about homes on TV, if you're in the mood to buy a really nice house, see what I did there? All right.
Okay, Chris, but seriously, Chris, you can say, you know what I loved about this house is
right,
this and this
yeah.
and this, and she can find you this stuff.
If you tell Christina Leavenworth, here's the stuff I loved about the Munsters home or about the Beverly Hillbillies or about the Ponderosa, I bet you she can find you as close as can be found here in the Pensacola area. And she's great. Not just, I always talk about the selling side, but she's really great at the buying side. And if you are a first time, like you're thinking about buying for the first time and you're kind of in that phase, dude. Or do that. Call Christina. Like, she's fantastic. You want the best top-notch person to help you find that perfect dream home or that perfect right-now home. Whatever the case may be, she will. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Ask her if she can find you the Batcave. So back to the text here, 437-1620. A lot of texts on Wayne Manor with the Great Man Cave. That's funny. The Waltons, Magnum P.I.'s home. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What is... Oh, Crow's Nest. Right? No. What's
it
called?
I don't remember if it had a name.
We watched the new one. It's actually pretty good. Beverly Hillbillies. Snoopy's Doghouse. Have you seen the inside of that? It's like a.
It's pretty bad.
It's like a TARDIS, right? Is it its giant inside? And is
that's
it's
right.
Basically,
yeah, sure.
Sonny Crockett's boat would be my desire.
Absolutely.
That's good.
I forgot about this.
The estate from Dallas, the Yellowstone cabin, the Banks house from Fresh Prince. Now we're talking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And Jeffrey.
Stark Mansion. Oh, Robin's Nest. That's right. That's what it's called. Somebody texted in with that.
Tony Stark? Yeah.
No. For the Robin's Nest is for Magnum P.I.
It's for Magnum P.I., but when you said Stark Mansion, did you mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's Tony Stark, right?
Yeah,
Iron Man?
That
yeah,
would be
he
good.
Had all that. Cool stuff.
I like that. 437-1624. And I was thinking, I had one that came into my head and then it immediately went out of it in terms of a super fun one. But
did it start with Amityville and end with horror? No.
No, I'm loving it. You know, oh, no, I was thinking in a totally different direction. I was thinking, like, what's the sci-fi answer to this? You know, because somebody said the Jetsons.
Sure.
And I was thinking, like, the Outer Limits spaceship, or I was thinking, like, the USS Enterprise, which is like a home.
Sure.
Or, you know, that was where my head was going. Or, like, Buck Rogers, you know, that kind of thing, which, of course, comes with a robot servant. But anyway, there you go. That's our fun topic for. Oh, no, this is the best answer. Somebody just texted in the best answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Swiss Family Robinson. That's a win. That's a win for the day, because that's all the fun there could ever be for all the kids.
Absolutely.
Little light on technology, maybe they grow up better. 849 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, fun times. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
When I was a little girl,
it just, I don't, you know, what better way to pay tribute to somebody like that than to just listen to it and enjoy it for a minute? You know, I don't know. There's, when people pass away, you've heard me say this a lot, but when people pass away, what it reminds me is how much they meant to us and how much they made our lives better. And, you know, sometimes it's somebody that you knew, like you knew all of their stuff. And sometimes, for me anyway, for Tina Turner, I knew a lot of her 80s stuff because that's when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't as familiar with a lot of her sort of classic stuff. I mean, I knew, obviously, you know, River Deep Mountain High. But, God, it can be a thing that is great, but you'd forgotten how great it is until you listen to it again.
Yeah.
And as I've been going through and listening to some of her stuff in the last 24 hours, like, man, this is such good music. Wow. I just, anyway, so thank you, Tina. And you know, even though all the stuff, thank you, Ike, too. Okay, because from the music contribution point of view, some amazing stuff. And I think you can fairly say, you know, she wouldn't have been her without him in all different kinds of ways. And so it just, I know it's an awful story, a lot of that, but there's also greatness that came out of that, too. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else? We haven't gotten a lot of news out of Guam yet. It is still like the power's out for the island. 140 mile an hour winds, cars and trucks were getting flipped over. You can't imagine the outcome is going to have been good. We just don't know anything yet. The Nimitz and a couple other ships is on its way as recovery and rescue. So it didn't hit quite as high an intensity level as we had been worried about, but it was still very, I mean, it was a category 4, you know, and what was it? Ivan was a 4, right? When Ivan hit, is that right, Candy? So
Ivan was a four, which is so weird to think about because it was, you know, just so
devastation level you just don't think about. Meanwhile, DeSantis has signed a catalytic converter theft bill, anti-theft bill. One of the other bills that have been signed to try to cut back on this. I think one of the key provisions of that bill is basically that if you are in possession of more than two, I think it is, catalytic converters, it's the presumption that you know they're illegally gotten. You know, kind of like, I don't know, I'm just holding one for my buddy, you know, and my other buddy, this one's off of my other car. You know, no, there's no, if they catch you with them, you know, that's evidence, prima facie evidence that you have committed the crime. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Again, Avalon cleared. Still watching that backup. This is eastbound on Pine Forest. It looks like that's been cleared as well. So you shouldn't have any problems getting where you're going this morning. An accident at 8798 also cleared off to the side. So pretty easy way of heading wherever it is you're heading. 437-1620. Oh, and of course, the graduations at Bayfront Auditorium. That is going to tie things up, not just this morning as people search for parking, but also later this afternoon, all the way through the weekend, too. Again, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We were kind of half joking, half serious earlier when we said we'd never want to move to California, even if it meant being able to live in the Brady House, you know, and I think that's just true. You see all these weird stories come out of California, like California is now banning... you won't be able to buy certain candies in California anymore unless they change their recipes because they're banning the ingredients that go into the candies, like Red Hots. Apparently,
okay,
is going to be one of the casualties if you happen to live in the state of California. And of course, this is kind of like the bacon and pork rules, that if they change how their rules work for these things, then. Or no, hot tamales, that's what it is. Hot tamales, not the Red Hots. That as they change their rules internally, it will change the production of these things nationally because they're such a high consumer of these. But AB, Assembly Bill, I guess that would be AB 418, no Skittles. No Skittles. No, see, you were fine with the hot tamales and then the Skittles. Dadgum Red Dye 3, that's the one that's getting banned in California. So could make its way into Transgressors tomorrow. Haven't written it yet. We'll see what happens. 8:57 on News. Stop banning everything.
Yeah, dude, I was fine with the earthquakes and the slides.
But when they take away my Skittles, no.
That's right.
The B2 is back in the air this week after being down, taken offline for about 5 months. One of our three key delivery platforms for nuclear weapons, you have the B1 or the Bone, as some people call it, the B-52, and then the B2, the Spirit. But they've had some landing issues and they kind of took them off. I think we have 20 somewhere in that vicinity. We don't have very many of them. You launch them from Whiteman and then they go bomb whatever you need to bomb across the world and then they come back. I mean, it's an amazing platform, the stealth bomber. But anyway, they're back up in the air now after having been out for about 5 months due to some of the safety concerns that they had going on. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Future news, that's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. First question is, will we get lifeguards at Perdido Key? I guess it'd be in the fall if he's putting it in for this year's budget. Would it be the fall?
I hope so, yeah. I really do hope so, sure.
We don't really staff it then, so maybe that'd be for next year. I didn't get that detail from Wes. Will we have the guard towers by this year?
I think so.
I would think he's going to try to staff it now. That makes more sense to me. And hopefully to get the guard towers in pretty soon as well for accesses 2 and 3. The primary. We now have Governor DeSantis is officially in. And, of course, Trump is in. Who's going to win this this presidential nomination for the GOP?
DeSantis.
How?
Awesome. I don't know. If they ever do a debate... I know that Trump says he doesn't want to debate, but you know what I mean?
He will absolutely debate against Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis is a great speaker.
If you say Andrew, you're gonna have to bet your house one way or the other. I think I bet on Trump to get the nomination. Which I don't want to have happen because I think he loses the general.
So when's the nomination? Next year?
Yeah, we get it about
20
a year,
bucks,
year,
whether I'm working here or not. 20 bucks, dude.
But a lot could change between now and then. Can I take the wimpy way out and say, we'll see? we'll see. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow. Pep Talk is next.